If you follow the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness, you know about tradition in horse racing. Well, there's been a big change in the tradition of camel racing, an ancient sport that remains highly popular among Arabs in the Persian Gulf. It has gotten a very modern upgrade, as NPR's Ivan Watson reports in this audio postcard from Dubai.
Trainers lead the camels out shortly after dawn to a broad sandy racetrack on the edge of Dubai. The animals stand in groups of four and five in the sand. The sight of these huge beasts next to the trainers and handlers in their long white robes and headdresses contrasts sharply with the skyscrapers of Dubai, which gleam in the distance like a desert mirage. But some camels, like this one, don't seem happy about the early morning workout. Suddenly, the trainers leap into waiting jeeps and speed off on a road parallel to the racetrack. They leave behind handlers who clap and whistle, prompting the camels to start a clumsy gallop down the track. This is a training run for an upcoming race. But there are no riders perched on top of the camel's humps. Instead, there are strange cylindrical contraptions strapped to their saddles. These are robot jockeys that have been in use at this race course for about a year.
And now, this is the best thing. It's not dangerous for a human, and it's worked.
Hamayoun is a 23-year-old Afghan salesman at the Golden Camel Sports Equipment Trading Shop located next to the racetrack. The store sells robot jockeys for about $500 apiece in a variety of different colors. The manufacturers have pirated a far more expensive Japanese model by taking a 14.4-watt power drill and replacing the drill bit with a foot-and-a-half-long riding crop and wireless receiver.
So how does it work?
The device is simple. Hamayoun presses one button on a plastic keychain, and the robot jockey's single arm spins furiously, whipping the air with the riding crop.
It's pretty strong.
Yes, too much strong.
The robot jockeys are a solution for what was one of camel racing's most objectionable practices, the use, until recently, of small boys from Pakistan and Bangladesh as camel jockeys, secured to the saddles with Velcro, a practice that was condemned by human rights groups. Today, Emirati camel trainers like Mohammed Hamid Ali El-Wahidi embrace the use of robot jockeys. The robot jockeys have transformed camel racing, he says. We're not worried about children falling off the camels anymore. Race times have also improved dramatically because the 10-pound robots are much lighter than little boys. But there are still some kinks to be worked out in the robot jockey system. Camels can be uncooperative. During this training run, one camel, robot in tow, broke off from the pack and sprinted the wrong way down the track. Several screaming handlers chased after the runaway camel, running barefoot in the sand. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Dubai.